Hello, everyone, and welcome to our podcast, Jaeger CPA Review and More. This podcast is sponsored by Jaeger CPA Review, the course provider that deals only with the AICPA blueprints. Please go to the JaegerCPAReview.com website and look at our various products. And we believe in seeing is believing. And therefore, please look at our 3-day free trial. Pick a subject, and it'll give you 3 days free access, unlimited, to that product. And I believe that once you look at that product and see how it works, you will pick Jaeger CPA Review as your course provider. If you have any questions, you can reach us at 301-874-4900. If you press 5, you may even talk to Phil Jaeger. Take care, everyone, on your journey for the CPA exam. We wish you the best and good luck.
Good morning, good evening, whatever time zone you're in. Welcome to today's episode of CPA Review and More, the podcast, with your host, Phil Jaeger. A quick thank you to our sponsor, Jaeger CPA Review. Before I turn it over to Phil and his guests, I want to remind you that you can watch this podcast on our Jaeger CPA Review YouTube channel if you prefer a video version. And as always, if you or anyone you know would like to learn more about the CPA Review courses, go to our website at JaegerCPAReview.com. That's Jaeger CPA Review, JaegerCPAReview.com. Now, here's Phil.
Have we exhausted the conversation on why there's a decrease in the number of candidates? Anything else you want to say about that?
Well, I suppose, you know, I think that the profession is in the process of figuring this out. I feel confident that I hope that the AICPA...
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
They were trying to figure it out. In 2 years, they're coming out with the CPA Evolution, all right, where they're changing the exam again, all right, and they're putting a lot more technology in, but it's in the auditing area, okay, all right, because there is someone at the SCPA Examination Division who thinks the CPA is a license to practice public accounting, all right? Well, with that thought, all right, he's going to say, you have to go into public accounting for a couple of years to get your experience, and if that's not the case, all right, you're not going to get the CPA. I think they're sort of pushing you into a certain direction that a lot of people don't want to go into. CPA firms. All right.
There's a huge shortage. We're dealing right now. So our parent company at Going Concern is a recruiting firm, Accounting Fly, the small plug. But you know, right, what we're hearing from them.
What's their name?
Accounting Fly.
FLY.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what do they do? They recruit people into companies.
Recruiting. Staffing, yeah. So they connect clients to qualified candidates. And what we're hearing on the Accounting Fly side, I don't work directly with them, but you know, we hear a lot about kind of what the recruiting team is hearing profession-wise. And we're actually working on an article for this for Going Concern. There is a critical auditor shortage right now. Critical. We haven't really talked about it very much. I don't think it's at the tipping point right now, but it's concerning. These firms cannot find auditors. So I feel like the urgency of that push that you were talking about into these fields may be kind of reactionary to that shortage.
Except that if you're going to force people into public accounting, all right, and they don't like public accounting because of the quality of life situation, you know, it changes your life, a lot of hours, all right, that, you know, forcing people to do something is not the answer.
Oh, absolutely. I agree with you. I agree with you.
Maybe it's not time in 2 years to change everything. All right. Let's solve the problem now. I mean, they just changed a lot of the exam on July 1st. Okay. Mm-hmm. Especially in the auditing part, B, C, and they put a lot of IT technology. All right. Now, this is why I talk about the passing rates. The passing rates that were just released show very high passing rates. And I don't care what you say. There are people that come from either online universities, all right, or very small colleges, and they don't get the detail IT, all right? So how are they doing well on the exam?
So do you believe in the conspiracy that they fudge the numbers? They kind of, this is why you may have a lot of people end up with 74s.
I don't know what to believe. I just know one thing. When I started in the profession, all right, the AICPA was run by CPAs. That's who's in the examination division, all right? Because I applied. There was a gentleman, his name was Gary Bomash, and he actually started out, he went to American University, and then, all right, he started out the AICPA. His job is to make up the auditing part of the exam, okay? All right, now, he decided after 2 years to leave, all right? I guess he went into academia, but then there was an opening for that position. Well, I heard about it, and I was working for a company who I didn't like, so I figured, hey, this would be great, maybe. It's education. Now, everyone in that area, everyone who made up that part of the exam, different, all right, they were all CPAs, all right? I go to these meetings, and I'll tell you, most of these people, all right, who are talking about the exam, all right, are not CPAs.
Right.
All right? All right? In fact, the woman you and I were talking about, all right, she gives the impression, all right,
I'm trying to think. Go on. I'm trying to think who we were talking. We were talking about a lot of people the other day, Phil.
Yeah. Well. all right. It says her position is CPA product administrator. Mm. Like that. All right.
Okay.
That gives you the idea that she's a CPA. Okay. It's really misleading. I don't think she ever majored in accounting. All right.
And that's I didn't either.
Well,
I'm an art school dropout.
You're lucky I'm talking.
Yes.
What was your major? English?
I dropped out of art school.
Okay. And then what?
I was going to get into illustration.
Oh, like animation?
Yeah. No, more like design. But so I did, what? I always wanted to be a writer when I was a kid, so I really lucked out.
No, I think that's great. And, I read some of your blogs, and they're interesting.
Thank you. I'll take that as a compliment.
And the thing is, I just wish there were more these providers. I mean, come to these meetings with me. They're not the owners of the company, all right? They're marketing guys. This is all these marketing guys, all right? All they care about is how can I screw the competition? That's all they care about, all right?
Right.
They don't care about, well, how are we going to help the candidate pass the exam? All right. One of them has a Hitler idea. If I don't get the entire world, all right, I'm not going to be happy. All right. If that's all the course wants to do, all right. Hey, it used to be when I started this business, there weren't as many review courses, but there were a lot more candidates. All right.
Right.
And we didn't really, our feeling was there was plenty out there for everybody. Okay. All right. And we didn't do the things that go on today. We didn't give phony pass rates and all that stuff. All right.
When do you think it changed?
Because of the internet.
So,
no one is monitoring the internet.
Right.
Hey, I have a 90%. Hey, I'll give you this one. Jaeger has a 90% rate in this basement where I'm operating. Okay. We have the highest rate in this basement, I used to say we ran the course in Arlington, the live course. And someone once said to me, what's your passing rate here in Arlington? So I said, we have the highest passing rate on Fort Myer Drive in Arlington.
You used to have class in Arlington? That's interesting.
Yeah, we...
Virginia?
We ran live courses. I stood up there and taught. Sort of like Roger, okay? We all did teaching. We actually had to stand up there and teach, okay? All right?
Today, I used to film his classes. I probably sat through many, many more hours of CPA review than any CPA candidate ever will, thankfully for them, that they would never have to sit through as many hours of CPA review as I did.
But, that was what it was. You can't just go in there and run a course unless you can teach.
Right.
Know what you're talking about. Today, all right, you have these courses they set up, with computer programs. That's all they have, all right? And these guys come out of school, they have an IT background, and they start setting up courses, telling them, You got to just do a lot of questions, do old questions, and you'll pass the exam. But the guy who's in charge of the examination division said to me, all right, that going over old questions is not going to get you through the exam, all right? Because the old questions are based on lower level thinking, all right?
Right.
But there are courses. Every Tom, Dick, and Harry starts a course.
All right? Yes.
And a lot of them are backed by large corporations, all right? Deep pockets. So they can spend money, on Google AdWords and all
that. Oh, and they do, because I laugh when, you know, I'm on YouTube watching, you know, funny cat videos, and I'm just getting nonstop, you know, these fly-by-night kind of CPA review guys that pass the exam. And then
animation, is that the animation ones?
The one I'm thinking of is an actual guy who speaks, you know, it's a guy on video or whatever. But I mean, I got, for a while there, I was just getting every video I watched, I was just getting spammed with this guy's ads. And I'm thinking, man, this can't be cheap. And I'm like, talk about, you know, trying to, he's marketing to the wrong person, because that's not something that I'm ever going to, you know, be interested in, is a CPA review course, but whatever.
Well, there's one course the guy does animation. You know, he explains an area through animation. Okay. Now, what he's going to explain, a tax area with animation. All right. I mean, this is a gimmick. It's all gimmicks. Okay. All right. And I don't know if this generation likes the gimmicks or not.
I think we all have shorter attention spans than we used to, you know, certainly. And, you know, that is a factor. But I think that's another thing too about these, you know, these high pass rates. And I feel like the candidates, you were talking about kind of when the internet came about, you could go to live courses or you could do online courses or whatever, you know, you could kind of balance that. And I feel like now it's getting a bit more homogenized. So it's just kind of this blanket that's like, here's your course, do this and you'll be fine. And it's not taken into account, you know, different people's experiences, different people's needs, how different people learn. I remember we were live and online when I worked for Roger, and there were some people who, they went to every live class, and I would say, you know, they'd be like, oh, it's so difficult for me to get down here, but I have to do it, because if I don't, I'm not going to study.
Exactly.
You know, so it's not, there's no customizing really. It's just, here's your course. Good luck.
Now we are doing, during a pandemic, someone wrote on the internet, I don't know who was, some guy from maybe another course said, don't bother studying for the CPA exam. ProMetrics will be closed and it's a waste of time. I saw that and I said to the other guy, the teacher, man, I said, let's use Zoom and do live virtual classes.
Okay? Oh, that's great.
And we didn't charge for the first year when people were out.
Then we
Then we charged these huge amounts, right? We're doing them now. All right. 2 hours, $75. Now you don't have to take the whole thing, because we do it by subject, okay? So if you're having trouble with, say, earnings per share, we're having a class this Saturday. It's going to be live, interactive, all right? And people can ask us questions, and we can see them. That's the beauty of Zoom. But you know
that's
what?
Cool.
But it doesn't, people are not going into it. It's like the $75 to them is like a fortune. Where
right. We
know that the Hecker course, okay? And then to redo their course, it's very, very expensive, by the way. And they'll just pay for that. So, it doesn't make sense to me, a lot of things that go on.
And well, you just made me think of something, too, is that, you know, back in the day, my day, not back in your day, but you were around back in my day, too.
I was.
You know,
we actually came across from the East Coast to the West Coast on a Conestoga wagon. So I do remember that.
I always remember hearing this about you before we really had connected, but I always remember hearing that, you know, one thing that students found valuable is being able to call you up, being able to pose questions to you was something that was truly valuable to people. And, you know, we're kind of talking about how things are different nowadays. And I feel like that's really gone, right? That, you know, people
I still have that.
Well, most, let's say, other courses.
No one has it, you know.
Right.
They don't. I mean, people are shocked when they call my number. I give my number. They call me 7 days a week. I answer the phone.
I was shocked that you put your number in the Going Concern comment section and told me to call you about coming on the podcast. But, you know, hey.
Well, that's what I'm here for.
Right. Yeah. And I feel like that's missing. And I feel like, you know, nowadays I do feel like people are a little more antisocial. You know, we do everything online. Nobody wants to pick up the phone. I get it. But at the same time, you know, that I think that connection is really important. Like I was talking about earlier with, you know, people being supported, just having somebody who's knowledgeable, who can kind of walk you through stuff is important for some people, like really critically important. And I feel like that's missing from this sort of homogenized, you know, whatever the state of CPA review is nowadays. You know, I feel like that connection is really missing. That was something that was really valuable to me when I was in CPA review.
They all advertise that they have a counselor. They give you, they'll answer you questions. That is so false. All right. Students say to me, I love these students quoting, how come so-and-so said they have a personal counselor? All right. They call the number and the person isn't even, they don't even know who the person is. And the person says, just do more questions. Okay.
Huh.
And they don't complain about that, you know, but God forbid I didn't do something right. They'll be all over me. That's what.
I mean. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And it's a shame that this business is based on how much money is behind you.
Right.
You know, that should not be the reason. All right. Hey, the people, we all started, we have millions and millions of dollars behind us. All right. We were just the guy on the block. I mean, it was different. You know, first of all, Roger was not operating in Arlington. I mean, we were doing live classes. All right. There was enough people in San Francisco where he started, I think, going into other areas, didn't he?
He started actually in LA. He was working for another. Somebody ran him there was a whole scandal. I'm not going to talk about it here, but yeah.
About Mark.
So yeah, but
Mark?
He.
You're talking about Mark?
Perhaps, but okay. He, I think anybody listening to this, if they're currently taking the CPA exam, this is way before their time.
By the way, but yeah. We're going to have our own magazine, all right, called Going the CPA Route. Okay. It's going to be.
Okay.
Oh, I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay.
We'll talk about all this.
This is the second time you fooled me since we've been on. I need to stop believing what you say.
You know,
clearly.
I have a friend of mine who says to me, and he knows me like 50 years, and he says, you know, Phil, he says things to me, and he says, I don't know if he's kidding or not.
Right.
And so I said, no, you'll know when I'm not. When I'm serious, you'll know. But no, I mean, you probably could put a National Enquirer for CPA review.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Would anyone read it?
Well, it depends what you write, you know?
Right. True.
So, the XYZ course, their instructors they're on, you see a lot of them on Law & Order SVU. You know
what that is? No.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, I do.
I'm just trying to figure
out. Are you calling them criminals?
Special Victims Unit.
Okay.
I was ready to say one course, by the way, they molest all their students, okay? All right?
Someone said to me,
No, that's not true.
I remember, yeah, I remember you said that about that other course, that they're pedophiles.
Do you remember, did you know Jim Bora?
No, I don't think so.
Jim was mainly in Baltimore. He was an attorney, CPA, all right? He actually taught the course. I took a course called Kaufman Cates, which is long gone. But he was the number one course in the Washington, D.C. area. And Jim Bora was one of the instructors. And then I got to know Jim very well. And Jim had like 250 people in two locations, one in Washington, D.C. and one in Baltimore. And he had a tremendous personality and actually a very good teacher. And a lot of the things I learned about teaching, all right, I would say he taught me. And unfortunately, Jim is 13 years older than I am. And I spoke to him about a year ago. I don't know what happened to him. But those were people who cared. I mean, really cared. You know,
right.
I don't care what someone pays you for this. All right. When you have to stand on your feet and pour your guts out to people. All right. I don't care. What is that worth? I mean, we never gouged the people on. We still don't gouge the people. All right.
Right.
And I guess I say to myself, what is wrong with this business? You know, why aren't people more, you know, why don't they look into things more? I mean, you know, I always use the example, you buy a car, all right, what are you going to do, walk in and just say, give me the car? Well, now there's a car shortage. Yeah, you might do that.
Well, and I think a lot of people do. I think that that's kind of a symptom of our society that I don't think people realize. We were talking about the algorithm earlier, and I don't think people realize how much is sort of predetermined for us, right? Think about when you turn on Netflix. Netflix says, here, watch this. You know, and Amazon said, you know, my thing in the other room is going to be like, hey, it looks like you're about to be out of this. It's all very much spoon fed to us.
That is scary.
I mean, I'm old enough to remember way back in the olden days when, you know, there was no internet, but certainly in the last probably 5 to 10 years, it has been frightening how quickly things have changed and how, you know, I've got a thing spying on me behind me right now that, you know, knows more about me than probably anybody.
Can we see that on the screen? Where is that?
Oh, what, my Alexa?
Oh, the Alexa. Okay.
Alexa, never mind. Yeah, I have one of the...
We have that, yeah. In fact, yeah. It can start out and have a conversation with me. It's scary what that thing picks up. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and our phones. And I think, you know, all of that, I think, is it's certainly not just CPA Review that has really lost the personal touch. I feel like it's everywhere. We're all just, and Corona only made it worse because we all went inside and didn't talk to each other. And, you know, everything is online. We don't even hand the delivery guy cash anymore when he drops off, you know, our dinner. It's all just, it's very strange and a bit unsettling.
Well, yeah, I'll tell you, when I get the delivery guy, I'm actually out there waiting for him. Okay. All right. And I hand him the tip or whatever. All right. And I still like to see the guy. How are you doing? I don't know. Yeah, I always, well.
We're very similar that way. I like to talk to the Uber driver. You know, I tell the bus driver, thank you when I get out. You know, of course. Yeah, definitely.
So where do you see this profession going? You see it being a dinosaur? Would you recommend the people to get into it or not get into it? Or, and the other thing is, would you recommend that the ASCPA starts in 2 years with this another new exam? All right.
You know, I have been on the edges of the profession for 14 years now. And, you know, this is my home. This is, you know, I may not be a CPA. I may not have invested the blood, sweat, and tears, but, you know, I put a lot of energy into helping other people, you know, helping people pass the CPA exam and now informing people about, you know, the state of the industry and especially younger people. You know, that's our audience at Going Concern. We're writing for the early career accountants. We're writing for the accounting students. We want to make sure that those people are fully informed about, you know, what to expect. And of course, nowadays you have Reddit and forums and everything. You know, all this stuff is out in the open, whereas 15 years ago, it was all kind of hush whispers about, you know, work-life balance, whatever. So I love this profession. I could never do it in a million years. I cannot think of anything I would want to do less than be a CPA. But I feel like, you know, like I said, this is home. I, you know, champion the profession. I think the credential is valuable. I think the work that, I don't want to seem corny, but, you know, the work that accountants do is valuable. I think, you know, you have all these people who are really the backbone of commerce that get no recognition whatsoever. I don't think the average person has any idea how many accountants it takes to, you know, hold up global finance. It would never cross their mind. All they care about is, you know, can I get my taxes done in April?
Right. You see, that's the whole thing. I don't think they really know what a CPA does.
No, certainly not. It's the PR problem. It's the PR problem of the profession. But I think the problem we have is, okay, the public doesn't know what CPAs do. Fine. But now we're getting to this area, you know, with the CPA evolution and with the technology and all this stuff, we're getting to this area where the profession is starting not to know what CPAs do. And so I think right now the profession is at a real crossroads, right? We have, 75% of ASCPA members are eligible to retire in the next 15 years. We have shortage of accounting professors. We have fewer people going into, you know, taking the CPA exam. All of these things happening at once could reach a very critical point if something doesn't change. And unfortunately, I don't have an answer for you know, what needs to change. I think it's more complicated than that.
My goal would be to make a difference. And really, I'm not the only one who's against it. All right. Stop this evolution from going into effect in 2 years. All right. They want to more or less, with the different colleges, the purpose of the evolution was to say, hey, we want you, if you can, have the curriculum that we recommend, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A lot of the college professors are against that.
And, interesting.
And I understand, you know, I have to check this again, but I understand when they started with this thing, they asked college professors their input, but they really didn't get, they didn't use that input to vote whether this thing goes through or not, which is quite interesting, you know?
Yeah.
Didn't
you say AAA was speaking out against it?
Yeah, American Accounting Association, okay. People in there.
Okay.
All right, but, you know, I call them up to be on a podcast, all right, and they don't call me back. You know, and I think to myself, hey, I'm not calling you for you to pay me for something. I'm not trying to sell you insurance, all right? I just like you to be on and talk about your feelings, all right? I was able, you remember the Cognitor, we spoke about that, okay?
Oh, yeah.
All right, but anyway, because it required the entire vote of the AICPM membership, it got turned down, okay, without going into detail.
This it got depressingly turned down too, didn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? This evolution, it's not being voted on by the membership. It's the CPA examination division.
Do you think that some of these professors that you've reached out to, do they not want to go on the record? Is there an issue of career suicide if you speak out about
that? I've reached out. One person called me from American Accounting Association, and I said, I'd like someone on there to be a guest. And she said, well, let me get in touch with this person. She never called me back.
They don't call us back either, Phil.
But you know what? I called her 3 times, left a message.
Right.
She didn't call me back. You know?
Right.
And I think to myself, these people at the American Accounting Association, they don't realize that they're being indirectly affected by this. All right? Because if there's no CPAs, all right, they're going to have no American Accounting Association.
Right. Yeah, I don't know that, you know, it's not critical yet, but I do think we're getting there. And I think that something needs to be done. As far as the CPA evolution goes, I certainly don't have as strong an opinion as you do. I feel that the AICPA is trying to make an attempt to modernize, which I feel is a good thing.
Yeah, if that was the case, though, they wouldn't. Hey, that's fine. I agree with that. Let's modernize. You can go into IT or whatever. But
yeah.
Then the experience requirements are the same they are now, all right? They're
right.
Not taking away the public accounting. So it's sort of like, to me, a smoke and mirrors, you know? There's all the areas you can go into, but then don't look behind the curtain. You still have to get that public accounting experience.
Right.
And don't they know that people don't like to go into public accounting?
I read these press releases from these firms boasting about themselves and the experience that they offer. And I'm sitting here going, you know, do they believe this when they type this up? You know, when the PR person types this up and says, okay, looks good, let's send it out. Is this something they earnestly believe? Or, you know, because it's one thing to say, just do it, do your 2 years. It's a great resume item, which it is. Nobody's denying that. You know, it looks great on a resume. It'll serve you, you know, throughout your career, whatever. But, you know, do they honestly believe that it's fun? And it's, or that it's necessary?
I don't know. I mean, first of all, I want to get people in the firms, okay? All right?
Just
believe it? I don't know. I mean, this guy at the AICPA examination division, he thinks auditing is like the area. You know, you're getting that CPA because you want to have a license to do public accounting. But, you know, if it's 2 years experience, all right, I came out of an accounting firm after 2 years. I didn't know how to do anything. All right.
Right.
So 2 years of public accounting. All right. Because I had a small practice. I had to teach myself everything, you know. So I don't think that really makes a difference. But I just don't know. I think we're going to have a CPA revolution.
Excellent. I can't wait.
I'm only one person. All right.
I'll have my camera ready.
I'm not exactly Paul Revere, you know, going through the streets of.
I am. That's my job.
Your job?
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, I appreciate you being on here. I'll put that. I didn't put you. By the way, you want to tell who you work for? I don't think I mentioned that. You mentioned going concern. All right. Tell us what going concern is.
I am the senior writer at goingconcern.com. We are the Gawker. Well, nobody knows what Gawker is anymore. We are basically an accounting tabloid. We write about profession news. I cover some CPA exam stuff. We cover mainly Big Four stuff. We exist to not just rip on the establishment, but certainly to call out the establishment. We do a lot of stuff about salaries, trends. As I said earlier, you know, early career stuff that's valuable to students. You know, we're sort of the water cooler of the profession. We like to pull kind of the interesting bits, you know, that we see. We get a lot of tipsters that tell us about what's happening at this firm and that firm. And, you know, we want to make sure all that stuff is out there.
Is your articles make a difference, change people's thoughts, or are you just informing them?
You know, I guess I would like to hope that, you know, I don't want to change anyone's mind. I don't want anyone to read an article of mine, anyone who's considering accounting and read an article of mine and go, oh, no way. You know, I want to make a difference as far as educating people and informing people. And also giving people a voice. I've run, you know, letters to the editor from people who we did a story recently. This guy had this experience at the EY Neurodivergence Center, and you know they're putting out all these press releases about how great this is and whatever. And this guy wrote a piece that we published that was like, look, this was my experience. Here's what happened. You know, they treated me like I was less than. Blah, blah. And so, you know, and he ended up saying after too, he was like, you know, thank you for letting me speak about that. And I said, you know, thank you for speaking up. I'm really glad that you did. And so like stuff like that, you know, I think is important to me more than anything. You know, do I hope I make a difference? Yeah. But let's be honest, it's accounting. I mean, we're not changing the world here, Phil.
Yes, we are. That's true. It's one little profession, right? Actually, It's an important profession.
It is. It certainly is, yeah.
And I'm seeing more people that are not going into public accounting. They maybe take their year or two. But you know what? The big areas are going to all this advisory services, consulting.
Yes.
All right?
Yes.
They're going into the artificial intelligence stuff. All right? Very impressive. I mean, I had a guy on last week, and the person who does these things, he forgot to record the video. All right? But this guy I had on, his name was Donnie Shimamoto.
Yes, I've met Donnie. Yep, I know him.
All right. We had a great podcast, okay?
Yeah, he's awesome.
All right. Then they forgot to turn the thing on.
Who forgot? His people?
Our podcast guy is in Europe. All right.
Ah, okay.
So he threw it on me. I didn't know I had to turn it on.
Oh, wow.
You know, once again, quality service. That's what we say, quality. All right, Adrian, it was good seeing you. God, how long we know? You know how many years we know each other?
Let's 10, 11, something like that.
I think it might be longer.
I mean, I've known of you for a while, but I think I don't remember speaking to you until you remember I talked to you when I moved out to Maryland.
Right.
Because you were right up the street.
Actually, it's the first time I'm really talking to you. And, you know,
yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah.
And I appreciate you being on the podcast. I really do.
I appreciate you asking me. This was fun.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, that's enough of our talking. And thank you for watching the CPA Review and More. And I want to thank Adrian Gonzalez, all right, for being on from the name of your company is the what?
Going Concern.
Going Concern, okay. And why? What might someone watching this want to use Going Concern for?
To find out what's going on in the profession. How much money they can expect to make, or rather not.
And you have a placement recruiter, right?
Our parent company, Accounting Fly, is a recruiting company. If you are an auditor listening to this, firms are desperate for auditors. Call us. We'll hook you up. But yeah, they do recruiting and connecting. And it's all remote work. So it's no in-office. It's been remote since Accounting Fly only does remote work. It's been that way since before COVID. It'll be that way. Until the end of time, they were kind of, you know, that's what they've always been pushing. We all work remotely, everybody in the company. That's something that's important to us. So,
well, I've known you a long time, and you are, I've read some of your articles, and they're really good. And
thank you.
Keep writing, you know, and I'm telling you not to keep writing. I mean, I know you're independently wealthy, you don't have to work, but, you know,
I wish.
Well, I just hope that happens one day. You don't have to, or maybe you just enjoy what you do so much. You know?
I do. Genuinely, I do. I'm very lucky. I'm not filthy rich. I'm not even what I would say clean rich or any other type of rich. But I do what I love, and I know a lot of people can't say that. So that is certainly valuable. I would love to make a lot of money. Don't get me wrong.
That is so true. That is so true. And thank you very much for being there for the candidates. They're really good.
Okay. You too, Phil. Anyway, thank you for what you do.
And I wish you happy holidays. And
you as well.
Maybe we'll do it again. If you really enjoyed this as much as I did, we can do this again. Okay?
I would love to. We can do a CPA evolution. We can dig into that a little bit if you want.
That would be great.
Cool.
And by the way, everyone, I thought this this COVID virus would make people a little nicer. All right? I'm finding they're even nastier than they were before. So you know what? When you go out there, all right, try to be nicer than they are. I mean, God, people are, I don't know what that chip on their shoulder is, but, I say to, be kind to people. All we have is each other. Maybe that's being idealistic, but anyway, this is Phil Yeager. Please listen to our podcast every Tuesday. There's a new topic, and we enjoy having you, and we enjoy that you're listening to our podcast. Thank you so much, and take care, everyone.
Hello again. We hope you've enjoyed today's podcast. Please feel free to send your comments or questions to phil@jaegercpareview.com. In the meantime, don't forget to connect with Phil personally on LinkedIn or the Yeager CPA Review Facebook and YouTube channel.